Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi once again with Chuck Chat Freestyle for the Dog Days of Podcasting. This is day 22 of the Dog Days, and it is good to talk to you once again. I don't think there's anything special happening on this day, but I'll give you a quick update on the bathroom situation, the leaky ceiling. The repair was made early in the morning. I think I mentioned that. I cleared out everything from the adjacent closet, which included, as I mentioned, the vinyl and boxes for all the iPads and headphones and Google Wi-Fi and things I bought along the way. I like to keep boxes like that on hand for a while in case you need to return them or perhaps change your mind and sell them. Always nice to sell something a few years later in its original box. I often keep like my box for my phone. And then when I sell it, it can be in the original box and, you know, makes it feel like it's a little more valuable. But I have a lot of things that I just have not needed and boxes. So I'm cleaning those out, going through like I have four boxes for iPads. This is crazy. So I scavenged the AC adapters and cables and stickers. And then I'm just going to recycle the rest. So that's what's been happening here. The contractor came by, took a look at the bathroom ceiling. I cleaned everything up yesterday afternoon, got all the cellulose insulation out of the tub and off of the floor and off the toilet and just cleaned it up so it was a decent work site. I wasn't aiming for perfect, but I just wanted to get it cleaned up so you could at least, if you needed to, use the restroom if you needed to use the restroom. So it's in that condition. There's a fan blowing in there and it's really hot because it's really hot outside and there's a big freaking hole in the ceiling where insulation normally goes. So the bathroom door is closed, but it's very warm in there. And he came by this morning and said, okay, we'll do this and this, you know, just patch that up. Do you want us to put in cellulose insulation or should we put in the pink fiberglass stuff? And I said, whatever, man, whatever's easier and cheaper and faster. And he said, we'll do the pink stuff. I said, fine. It's not going to match the rest of the cellulose stuff, but it's actually going to be a little more, a higher R value. So as long as it keeps the heat in and the cold out and whatever it needs to do, that insulation does. So he gave us an estimate of about $850. And I said, that's okay with me. It means we paid the plumber about $750 to fix the leak, $850 to get everything patched back up. He'll have it done in about a half a day, which is also good. We'll let everything cure, maybe even paint it before we go to Dragon Con, and no one will be the wiser. Here I am thinking from the onset, we'll be lucky if we get this thing put back together by the time the retirement party comes on September 21st. We're going to have that done weeks in advance, so I'm okay with this. It turned out to be not as disastrous of a disaster as I thought it would be. So that's it for the real time. Let's go back into the Wayback Machine, back to July 19th. Now, if you remember, July on our road to retirement. We'll go back to July 19th. It's T-minus 49 days. And if you remember, T-minus 50 days, on the 18th, we went to Hawaii. So what happened on the 19th? Why am I including this on the road to retirement? Well, I had ordered that laptop a few days before, and it came in. Very early. In fact, it came in the day after we left. How timely and convenient was that? We were on our way to the beach to go snorkeling. So Mark and Sonia and Chuck and Donna were in the Ford Expedition or whatever we had, and we're driving down the road, taking the scenic route, and all of a sudden Donna's phone rings. It's Kelly, or maybe my phone rang, whatever it was. And she said, hey, your laptop is here, but they need a code. I thought, that's odd. I thought all they needed was a human being and a signature, but that's all right. I didn't get emailed a code, but somehow Donna came up with that. We pulled off the side of the road, got her what she needed, and the laptop was received, waiting for us for another week at her house till we got back, and we went on our way snorkeling. So fortunately, we were not in the water at that time, or we would have missed it because we were in the water for an hour, maybe two. And I don't know if Amazon comes back for stuff like that, if you can schedule that. But that would have another case of really, really lucky and good timing. We also got an announcement on this date that my replacement, person we sort of quasi-interviewed, accepted our offer and would start on August 1st, which coincides with a major event that I'll talk about when we get back. So that's it. I'm going to keep it short today. Tomorrow, what have I got for tomorrow? We come back from Hawaii. So I'll cover the 26th, 27th, and 28th. We'll move it through days 42, 41, and 40. And get you caught up a little bit, because we are running a little short. We've only got about 8 days left in this month to cover another month's worth of stuff. So I'm going to put the pedal to the metal, and not everything has a daily note on it, but we will get caught up. And by the time I do the last couple at Dragon Con, we'll be up to current times. We'll see what happens. Until then, stay safe. Take care. Love you. Bye.